Oh, that was fun. I like that. Wait, wait.
Ooh, it's pretty good.
It's good. I like it.
I like this better than White Claw.
I haven't had one recently, so I can't really tell the difference.
I mean, you chugged one.
I did. I feel like chugging doesn't allow you to have any other senses other than just pain.
Welcome to Chat in the Dark. It's your host, Mint, and today we have my childhood friend, Star.
Hello.
Do you want to do a short little intro, what you do, what you did?
What I did. How many details can I give about myself?
Whatever you want.
Okay. I just graduated college, and right now I am being a bum and mooching off daddy's money, staying home for a little bit. So I'm having the time of my life, you know, just super fun summer. Slight existential crisis mode. Where do I go from here? I have no clue. But yeah, I guess right now I'm just trying to figure myself out, and I'm trying to pursue a counseling career, so that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. If I ever stop, you know, bumming around and actually get a job first. But yeah, that's me. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
I didn't mean call yourself out, but okay.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of just how I introduce myself now. I don't really have any. I used to have credentials because I was in it, in the thick of it, but.
You sing, you arrange music.
Oh yeah, I do like to sing. I like instruments. I love music.
She loves BTS.
Love BTS. Big ARMY. Borahe, everybody out there. Yeah, I really don't talk about myself often. I can't think of stuff about myself. I like music. I like art. I recently just picked up working out, which I hate, but I also love.
You'll love it more when you start seeing more results.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think you look great.
Thanks. But yeah, it's a process.
Well, cheers to that.
Thank you. I really, really like this thing we bought.
We're drinking High Noon
vodka seltzers. And soda.
Are these considered seltzers?
I guess they are. Yeah. Gluten-free, no added sugar, 100 calories.
Sparkling water.
Oh, it's sparkling water. Okay.
Is seltzer not just sparkling water?
I guess.
Flavored sparkling.
I like that they call it vodka soda, though. It makes me feel like a big kid, you know?
Drinking vodka soda. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the black cherry flavor.
Oh, it's so good. Better than White Claw. I agree.
Yeah. I think it might be a little sweeter. That might be why.
Ah, that's probably it.
It says no added sugar, but.
I like it. Oh, that's my other goal for this conversation, is to try not to speak in a British accent as much as possible. Because I've been doing that quite a bit.
Why?
I don't know. It's just I think habit? When things get awkward or nervous or just like.
Switch up accents.
Yeah, or even just I'm trying to make a joke. It's just like, I'm just like, trying to do this innate. And it's just like, it pops out.
That's not like, even like a London accent.
It's really bad. It's not even like full on British. It's just, I add the word in it to things and it's just odd.
To make it seem more British.
I guess. I don't know.
Not American.
I gotta work through my mind for that. I don't know what that's about. I'll discover. Okay. I'll do some soul searching, let you know.
Okay.
I'll report back.
So, Star and I actually became friends far before I even, I don't know how we, I know how we met, but I don't remember that we met.
No. Sorry, I would contribute. I'm burping. Excuse me. Okay. I'm here.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I actually don't remember how we met either, like the specific instance. Yeah. I feel like we were just around each other.
Okay, so.
Since before I can remember.
This is the story that. But our parents tell us. So when we were younger, both of our grandparents were staying with us. Just for clarification, we're from the same state. Well, at the time, same state. They split off, so now we're from two different states. But our grandparents speak the same language. And my grandma was going for a walk, and her grandpa was going for a walk, and they met each other, and they're like, oh my god, we speak the same language. Let's have our grandkids meet. Because
mm-hmm.
we're also roughly the same age, like 6 months apart. So yeah, that's how we met.
That's crazy. I don't remember hearing this story, but I
oh really?
I believe it, yeah. The one fond, distinct memory I have with Mint is that when we were like 3 or 4 years old,
oh, no.
I left my scooter at her house. I left my scooter, my Barbie scooter, my favorite scooter at her house. Or was it a bike?
Oh, no, it was a scooter.
Yeah, it was the Barbie scooter at your house. And I was really upset about it, and we were like, we should
because we wanted to ride scooters, and so we were like, we should just go get it. Yeah. And we were fully 3 years old, so we were like, I was three, you were four?
Something like that. Mind you, my house is down the street.
It is
only like a 2 or 3 minute walk, true. But we were fetuses.
And you do have to cross a road with cars to get there.
Yeah.
And so, would it be smart to let these tiny children do it on their own? Maybe not. I remember I think we asked my mom for permission, but she was like on the phone and she was busy.
Oh, it was
Exactly.
Hand wave things.
Yeah. And so I was just like, yeah, this is permission. Let's go. Let's get to it. And then we just left. And my mom was like, oh my God, I lost two entire children. Where are they? And we were just like, you know, doing our thing, like having the time of our lives frolicking. And when we came back, she was so mad. She's like, where did you go? I lost you. You can't do that. And we were just like, oh, hello.
You said okay.
We're back. We were like, we went on an adventure. It was a good time.
I don't remember like the actual walk. I do remember going back to my house with the scooter like in our hands and going back to your house.
Oh. I remember the actual walk there. It was really funny. I remember just full on frolicking. I was like, yeah, we're big kids. We're on our own. Like, it was a great time. Good times. But yeah, since then we've been partners in crime for a while.
Yeah. Crime.
Crime. You know, that was our first attempt at crime, you know?
Was it crime? I mean,
is
I
that
guess
considered crime?
We're minors running away from
minors. Unaccompanied minors. That doesn't even apply. Never mind.
We're actual children.
We were so small, dude.
Yeah. Do you think you being able to, as you say it, bum around at home, living off of daddy's money, do you think we're only able to do that because we have the privilege of doing it, obviously? Like, our parents didn't have that privilege. To an extent, they did, but our parents specifically decided to come to America for grad school after they finished university in India.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. I think, really, the only reason I'm doing it is because I know and, like, accept, and I'm like, okay, I have to lean into this privilege of, like, my parents have this money and they're able to sustain me, and they want to. They're like, yeah, you should be getting a job. You should be, like, you know, moving forward in your career, but like there's no like you have to do it now or get out of my house kind of thing. And so I think us like openly like talking about that and like me realizing that has kind of shifted my mindset from like, okay, like I know other people are struggling, so I should also get in the struggle and like, you know, join them, to like, yeah, I really burnt out. I need some time, and I have the privilege to take that time. So, like, why not make use of that privilege? I don't know if that makes me like a shitty person for like capitalizing on privilege, but like,
I don't think using what you have in your like, what's the word?
Vicinity.
Sure.
In your arsenal.
Yeah. That's the word.
There you go. Okay.
In your arsenal to like help you. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming right now it's mainly for like mental health rather than
100%.
Because I know if you were mentally capable of going on and continuing like to grad school right away, you would do it.
If I wanted to, you know. Okay, there actually. See, there it is. It's happened. Yeah.
Do you not want to? Oh, we don't have to talk about this on the podcast.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We could talk about it. I don't know.
It's up to you.
Yeah, no. If I wanted to, I would be doing it. It was just like the only reason I burnt out was because I suddenly realized that like my career path, this whole pre-med thing, was like not what I wanted. And like, even after years of like convincing myself that it was. And so like after that, it was like,
you weren't even convincing me that it was,
quite honestly. Yeah, I don't know who I was fooling. Yeah, I don't know. It took me a long time to realize it, too long even. And so like when I was like, okay, I accept the truth, it was like having the whole carpet like swept out from under you. Mm-hmm. Right. So like
this plan that you had thought about for so long, that this is what you're gonna do, is no longer what you want to do or like plan on doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you had a similar thing, right, with, like, switching?
Sort of. Mm-hmm. I didn't switch much.
That's true.
Like, you get the same jobs after with the same degrees.
Oh, you do? I thought it, like, switched the focus from, like, oh, never mind.
I switched from computer science to IT, which is just changing what I learned in school.
Oh.
It's still programming.
Got it.
And you still get jobs as software engineers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think there's a misconception about IT.
Yeah,
is when you're studying it, and then when you're like working IT? Because I think a lot of people just assume IT is IT help, the person you call when you have difficulties with your computers.
Yes, it's a
that's
very
not
clear
that's not necessarily what it is, or that's not what you're learning when you're in school.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me about what you're doing now. I guess maybe you've already talked about it on the podcast.
But... I didn't. I'm just in the summer classes, so until I graduate. I don't know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been procrastinating it.
Mm-hmm. Like thinking about it?
Or sort deciding? Of. It's just more of like, I've always been told to do CS because I've been very adamant about the fact that I didn't want to do pre-med since I was young. But my older brother has always been like, I'm doing pre-med from the age of like 7.
Mm,
so not pre-med, sorry. I want to do medicine. I want to be a doctor.
Right.
And I was very much like, no.
Excuse me.
So in my parents' head, the only other option for me was computer science.
Wow. That's a very big.
So they've been forcing it on me. And like, I think I get it to an extent because like my mom is like, oh, you're like have a natural like ability with like the logic that comes with computer science and it just comes easy to you. But it's like also something that I don't want to put effort into learning more.
Like just because you're good at chopping onions doesn't mean you want to become a chef. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
That's really tough. Yeah.
And then I also feel like I've never had the opportunity to like explore what I actually wanted to do. Like I feel like anything that I participated in was something that was forced on me.
Yeah.
And like some of it I did enjoy. Like in high school I was on color guard and my mom forced that on me. But I did enjoy the time that I spent in color guard at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I also don't think I ever would have joined if it was up to my own free will.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But then on that note, would I have done anything if it was up to my own free will?
That is also a thing I think about. I'm like, yeah, my parents forced me to do all this stuff. But like, realistically, I wouldn't have had a lot of those experiences without, you know,
I'll just without them pushing me. So that sound doesn't need to get picked up.
No, you're good. But I was going to say, I think it's honestly okay. And like, in fact, necessary maybe that you're taking time to not think about what I want to do even, because I feel like, I don't know, for me at least, what that sounds like or what that sounded like for me personally has been you have to decide what you're doing for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And like that's so dumb. We're like, okay, maybe it's not dumb. It's realistic and it's practical, but like at this point in our lives, like I feel like the youngest, healthiest we'll ever be, you know? Like
yeah, there's so much more we could do with our lives now.
There is.
But like also at the end of the day, like you already graduated, I didn't. At the end of the day, at least at this age, we should have the degree for something. It doesn't matter what the degree is, but having a degree in general will help you in the future, like when you decide to like work in certain fields.
That is very true. That is true. I feel like, yeah, getting the degree is kind of, it sucks that like that's the base level of like you need to have this.
Especially in this country.
Yeah, but I think I feel really jealous at this point of like when I hear people, you know, when you meet like cool, really hipster people or like, what is it called? Like a blank soul.
Old soul?
No, like a, I think it starts with a V. I don't know. But when you meet, like I've met certain people who I just think are really cool because they're like, they're very carefree, like go with the flow. And like, what I always hear from them is like, yeah, like when I was younger, you know, I took a year off and I worked as like a barista or like,
I did
some soul searching while I was like working this like, you know, retail job for a year. And I really found myself like, I feel like we're at the point I feel like I'm at the point where I want to start having those kinds of experiences. Cause I need to like kickstart myself into like living my own life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like it's cool that you're not putting, excuse me, I keep burping.
We're drinking carbonated.
I'm like 4 sips into this vodka soda. I'm doing great. If you couldn't tell, I'm a super heavyweight. Super heavyweight. Yeah, no, I really think it's cool that you're, like, taking time to yourself to, like, not think about it.
Am I taking? No, I'm
Are
thinking
you?
About it.
Oh, maybe, okay.
I'm trying to think about it because I'm trying to see, like,
oh,
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, but simultaneously doing what my parents want me to do.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I won't be hearing the end of it. And I am, as you said, mooching off their money. I can't just be surviving off of them.
Yeah.
Without at least complying with some of the things that they want for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting way to think about it.
Because then I'm truly freeloading.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that you say that because that's how I feel as well. It's interesting because my brother is very much the opposite where he's like, oh, they gave birth to us. It was their choice. You know, like, I don't really owe them anything.
That's
like,
true. Until you're 18.
Until you're 18. And they very well could have kicked us out of the house.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And like, personally, from one parent, I don't know how long he's willing to keep up with my shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Like my mom will be at the back of my, be at my back, like constantly like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Like, yeah, you have to be able to survive on your own. I can't constantly provide for you, blah, blah, blah. And like, I get it, but also the nagging.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's a weird balance. Like,
I know a lot of people are like, why don't you just like get a job? I'm like, well, right now the only jobs I can get are customer service jobs. And like, I would have,
mm-hmm,
if it wasn't for the pandemic and like a bunch of people that are just like, didn't give a shit for it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I don't require the extra money,
yeah,
to live.
Exactly. I feel like,
which is a shitty way of thinking about it, but like,
that's also a really good way to think about it. Cause like, I think that's another whole like difference between, I feel like, us and our parents, is that like, they exceeded so well and, you know, got to where they were because like there was that hunger and like what other option did they have, yeah, kind of, other than to succeed. But for us, like, I think about this all the time. Like, I always like, I have this narrative of myself where I'm like, yeah, I'm lazy. Yeah, I'm not motivated to like do all this stuff. But it's also like, what is forcing me to do that? You know, there's, yeah, really, there's really nothing. I have a really good safety, like a really good safety net that I could like mooch off of nearly forever if they like, if they don't end up kicking me out, you know, like,
I mean, nothing is forever.
True.
Not for the quality of life that we live.
That is true. And I do see them eventually kicking me out and being like, hey, just get a job. Okay. Like,
I don't think they're going to kick you out, but I think there's going to be a limit to what you can handle,
yeah,
yourself.
That is also true.
With we are South Asian. We are people. Our parents can be very like, I didn't finish that thought. Our parents can be very overbearing.
It's very hands-on.
And it's not even just like with things that we're going to do with our life. It's like, mm-hmm, comments on things that has some sort of importance, but it's not something that I have to constantly repeat over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like constantly. Okay. I'm one of those people that if you tell me to do something over and over again, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's part of the issue. I don't know. But like, my mom, since I was a child, would comment on weight. And I know this is not just an issue for South Asians. And a lot of,
yes,
people, especially minority groups,
yes,
have their moms commenting on their weight. And I'll, like, when she first started commenting on my weight, I wasn't even like that.
Yeah.
I was maybe slightly really overweight, young, but I was also like, I was in color guard and I was fit. Like, even my doctor was like, you know, you don't look this much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't look unhealthy. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm working out basically like six times a week.
Yeah, we really took for granted how much exercise that was. Like, looking back at those photos now, I'm like, that's the skinniest I've ever been in age. Like,
yeah.
Food for thought right there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
my issue was like in the leotards, I could see my stomach.
Yeah.
Sorry, laptop.
And like, a stomach is not a problem.
No, because that was essentially my uterus.
Yeah, like literally that was organs in your body.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have been that much of a problem, but I've been doing a lot of reading into like psychology stuff and like parenting techniques and just like developmental like trauma and all this stuff, just because like that's like the career I want to go into. And I was reading about how like parents like project their own insecurities and stuff onto their children, and when you're that young, like, you don't know any better, like, you think that's the truth, like,
yeah,
you genuinely see that as like your new self-image, is because my mom has always told me what is real in this world, what is right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, you're going to believe her when she says, like, oh, yeah, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that. Like, oh, that makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're so vulnerable and, like,
impressionable.
And, like, obviously, yeah, impressionable. And, like, it's very difficult because in the things I was reading, it's, so we have our own insecurities, which come from our parents, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting because their insecurities, like, also come from their parents, too. So it's not, like, it's very hard to
stop the cycle.
Exactly. And to blame them for this stuff, like, yes, like, they are the perpetrators of this kind of, like, I guess
behavior,
just toxic behavior.
Yeah.
But like, it's also like, we still love them, right? And
yeah,
like, it's not easy to separate that whole thing, because I think I've been struggling with that a lot, is trying to accept that my mom is also like a flawed person, and she,
yeah,
didn't mean when she said that, like, I'm a pig or whatever, you know, like, maybe she did, but maybe it's coming from a place of like, I want you to be, maybe she's saying something else, but it didn't,
It didn't translate the way that she probably wanted
exactly.
to.
Exactly. It definitely, I remember it more than she does, yeah. you know, as well. Like,
I definitely do. Actually just recently had a conversation like this with, so they're my cousins, but they're old enough to be like an aunt uncle. Like the relationship I have with them is more akin to an aunt uncle.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know who I'm talking about, but yes, they yes. don't. their daughter is almost my age, so she's like slightly younger than me. And we were talking about this, and like he was like, "Oh, we're not trying to say that like, you have to be skinny. We're just trying to make you be healthy." And I'm like, "But you realize like your intention for how you were saying things is may have been that, but how it was perceived by us when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
that's not what it was. It just made us seem like we were too fat.
Exactly.
Like even my mom would be like, "Oh no, you're like too fat to get a boyfriend or like to be desirable."
Jeez, yeah.
And like what
hearing
you said,
that
yeah.
is so that's like that becomes your fact when you hear it for like enough time.
And I mean, she started like, saying that like enough. After like, I started dating, so I knew it wasn't true.
There you go. I'm glad you were able to like. You know.
But like I forgot what I was gonna say again.
You were talking about this with
after that with my mother. Whatever. Let's move on. Oh, this was a conversation we had a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. like you and I. Mm-hmm.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I was present.
You were present. Yeah. Your puppy was also present.
My puppy. He's great. He's a little demon. He's a demon baby.
He's so cute. He's a pandemic puppy, though, so he's going to be needy.
He's a demon baby is what she's saying. He is a demon.
No, he's adorable.
He's a demon baby.
But my mom didn't realize that being white is a privilege, being a man is a privilege. Mm-hmm. Like, she genuinely didn't think that being a white male had any privilege in itself. And her reasoning behind that was, your brother's friend, insert basic white boy name here, he graduated and couldn't get a job and he's a white male. Like, what does that mean? I'm like, privilege doesn't necessarily mean that everything comes easy to you.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you don't have any discrimination against you because of certain things about you.
Exactly. Like when you walk in the door, no one is immediately like,
yeah,
like holding something against you because of,
yeah,
some sort of circumstance or the way you were, you know?
Yeah.
Born? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
The way you were born, the way you present yourself.
Yes.
Honestly, okay. This is kind of off topic, but I think there's certain, like, obviously LGBTQ support, whatever. That sounded really weird. But at the end of the day, you can, not that you should, we have to, but at the end of the day, you can and you're able to hide that you're gay or hide that you're part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Being like a woman and being a person of color,
yes,
that's not something we can hide.
Exactly. And that's already too, like, not, I guess, marginalized communities. I don't know. People, like, that's already two communities that are like discriminated against for different reasons. Like, mm-hmm. when you're a woman and a person of color, you know, you're I guess that's a weird, it's an intersectional,
yes,
sort of,
yes. that's a whole like other conversation, intersectionality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There was like a TikTok video that I saw where someone was explaining how, like, essentially at the end of the day, men of color and white women are the same.
I've seen that, yes.
And we don't mean that they face the same issues, but they each face issues and they expect women of color to either side with one of them,
mm-hmm.
when we face both of the issues.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And then add the extra spice of being gay.
Exactly. Wow. It's like you had an X and Y axis, then you add a Z axis, but then you add like a, what is after that? Exactly. I don't know. Like, how many axes do we need? It's so
infinite.
Much. Infinite. That's crazy. Just end racism, everybody. End discrimination.
Begin actual equality.
There it is. That's the, I solved all of these problems with that statement. We fixed it, y'all. Sorry, I keep fidgeting.
We fixed the system that doesn't want to be fixed.
We did it just now.
Mm-hmm.
This is revolutionary. I was going to say something. Oh, when you were talking about your mom and like the way she perceived privilege, I remember when we were talking, I thought it was so interesting that like our parents on a different level of like, I don't know what a better word for it is, but like wokeness, like they're not as woke as we are or whatever. And I was thinking a lot about why that might be. And it really struck me that like we are surrounded by like social media and stuff, and just like you know how we like pick our social media, like even like these things, like the little infographics that everyone posts on their stories, or like just like random tweets where it's like, oh, normalize this, or like put pronouns in your bio. Like all these conversations are things that our parents are not having in any capacity. What are they on? Like WhatsApp, maybe Facebook, like maybe Facebook is like the length of like the extent of their activism, I guess. But
yeah,
they're just not exposed to these kinds of conversations. So they don't even know they're happening. Like,
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense that they're not on our level of woke, but like, I wonder.
But do you think that's part of our responsibility to have those conversations with their parents? Because we're getting exposed to stuff like that. Shouldn't we be able to expose our parents to that?
Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it. I think, yeah, that definitely is something. I don't know. What do you think about that? I feel like we should be responsible to a certain extent for sharing that information.
I mean, obviously, I don't think it's our responsibility to have to educate them on things, but I think it's part of like, I don't know. I think it's just, if you want your parents to understand things that we're able to understand by seeing other people have these conversations, then you have to be able to have the conversation with them.
Agreed.
If you don't care about your parents' view on things, then yeah, don't tell them, don't talk to them. It's up to you. Like, again, it's not your job.
Yeah.
But
I like that. Yeah. That's a good way to think about it. I think I keep saying that. I was going to say. Frick, I forgot.
Welcome to podcasting.
I lose my train of thought every like 2 seconds.
Man. Me too, man.
It's so difficult.
Like I think I talked about this in a couple another episode, but I just recently had a conversation with my mom because I had recorded with my friend who's non-binary, and I was like just explaining a story they told me to my mom, and my mom couldn't get over the fact that I kept using they, them. And it wasn't like the part where they don't identify as a man or a woman. It was the fact that I was using they, which my mom assumes is a plural pronoun.
I see. Okay.
That was what she was so confused about. She's like grammar they structure. Is plural. Yeah.
Interesting.
They
interesting.
Is not plural, by the way. Grammatically, it does not have to be plural.
Mm-hmm. Like even taking non-binary existence out of context, like in grammar we have learned that like if you're referring to somebody who you don't know like it what their pronouns are, you always just use they, like from a young age. I feel like we've definitely learned that.
Yeah, you know? Like if you say my teacher did that, they did this.
Exactly. I feel like our parents have definitely used
they definitely
like that in conversation.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
I mean, that was plural, but
I had a point to
make your point.
I forgot. What were you saying? You were talking
which
about
part?
How your mom had.
Oh, she didn't believe in white privilege, essentially, until I explained it to her. And then she started noticing things.
Do you think she's changed that,
I think,
sort of?
I think so. Mm-hmm. So she's always complained about people like taking her work and. Not taking her work, but like taking credit for her work, or like taking advantage of her at like at the workplace. But she's never, I don't know if it was the specific workplace that was doing it more, or she was just like noticing it more. So she was complaining about it more to me and my brother. And
I see.
To the point where she like literally she sent an email to her boss and was like, if you don't respect me for like all the work that I'm doing, or like any credit, or like blah, 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 just like fire me.
Wow. Wait, I'm glad
she,
for her.
She wanted to leave the job, but she didn't want to quit. She wanted unemployment.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, just fire
getting
me.
Getting that money. Okay, auntie, I see you.
And it worked.
Wait, that's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad she like stood up for herself. But that's really interesting because I feel like I always think about how, you know how we talk about these things now, so it's more normalized to be like, oh, I experienced sexism in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But like that, those kinds of conversations haven't been around all the time, right? Like only very recently, like in like history, I guess, have these things been,
I mean, to be fair
up.
fairly recently, especially in this country, have we even had freedoms at all as a woman.
Agreed.
Of color.
There you go. And so like I always think about like how my parents, like they must have definitely experienced a lot more of this stuff than I think, or even than they
especially
because
like my mom is in technology, like she's in. And like she went to engineering school. She was one of four girls in her whole entire like year, not her major, her year,
oh
or like department.
God. Damn, yeah, tech is already a very difficult setting for a woman to succeed in, it's, much less just still like very, exist in.
Yeah, it's still very male dominated.
Yeah. And you also experienced that in school, right?
So, yes, to an extent, but like I somehow surrounded myself with a bunch of girls of CS.
That's cool.
Since day one.
Yeah.
So, yes, when you look into a class, there will be majority guys than girls, but at the end of the day, I have my friends to like help me with stuff, and I never really like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't actively think about the numbers until we have discussions about it.
I see. Got it. Yeah, I was just wondering just how, like, I wonder if our parents are afraid to label things, or, like, they think it's too, like, do you know what I mean? Where it's, like, using that label for what they experience is too big of a thing to use for their own experience, kind
Maybe.
Of.
Maybe.
I feel like, I wonder if
I think that. My mom knew, though. Like, I think she inherently knew, because I remember having a conversation with her about my grandpa, like her dad, and how my mom was very against being a doctor. My grandpa really wanted to be a doctor, because it's one of those cliche things in India where girls are doctors and guys do engineering.
Yeah.
My mom's like, no, dad, I'm going to engineering school.
Period. Okay.
So she had to fight to go to engineering school.
Wow.
Like she went to the same school as my grandpa did. Like,
yeah.
She was legacy, I guess, for their university, which is also like right next to their house, so that's fun.
So she, like, on some level knows she certain knows. Levels of wokeness and what girls experience is different than what guys experience.
Yeah, I think she knows it without the terminology that we labeled it with.
Right. Okay.
So when we say those labels, she's like, what?
Yeah, like labeling things is very like taboo almost.
Yeah,
like, oh my god, that was a huge thing in our household for like just mental health things, because I don't know what audience this is going to, but this is probably TMI, so if anybody who knows me out there, you didn't hear this from me, but our family has like, on one side of the family we have like we have certain characters, right? And like I'm pretty sure there is a history of mental illness in this family, or just some
lack I of definitely think there's like a series of history of mental illness in my father's side.
I wonder if it's like that, or also just a lack of like proper parenting, because like they don't know how to deal with their emotions and stuff. So like even that stuff, like that definitely exists, and like my mom has seen it. She knows it exists in the family, right? But like my parents are trying to not call out my mom. Listen though, she knows it exists in the family. She knows that these people are characters, and she's like, yeah, there's something going on with them. But like when her own kids were like, mom, like, I full on told her, like, dude, like, I do be depressed sometimes. I think I need therapy. Like, when I would have those conversations with her, because it took a few to actually, like, get us to, like, sit down and be like, okay, this needs to happen. Like, when I talked about this stuff with her, she was just like, no, you're just, like, different. You're just a little special. It takes you a little extra time to, like, you know, like, get on board with things. You're just a little bit nervous of a kid. Like, there were a lot of, like, she didn't want to label it as mental health, like, a mental health issue.
I think there's a major just like misconception of like what mental health is. I think like in their heads, like a mental health means you want to straight up kill yourself.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily the case. Like
sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't.
But like here's the thing. That's mostly an issue when you don't deal with your mental health issues beforehand.
Yes.
Like you have to get to a certain extent to be like.
And it's so multifaceted. That is not the only way that people think of like, you know.
Like, see,
harming themselves even. Like
for me personally, it's not like I actively want to harm myself. It's just like, if something happens, then oh well.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that might be also a generational thing, but it's also like, there are different ways. I saw this like cool Instagram post about like, it's not cool, it's pretty like sad, but like, there's like different ways that people like practice like self-harm that aren't inherently like physically harmful, but like, I keep burping.
Self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage is also a form of self-harm. Mm-hmm. Like, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I hope the camera,
there's no camera.
I'm sorry, what is it called?
The mic.
The microphone is not picking up on all my
burps.
Too
much?
No, I don't drink seltzer or like fizzy things that often. I'll just be a little burpy. I'm sorry. what was I saying? The burps got in the way.
You were talking about mental health and how it comes in different forms.
Yeah.
Self-harm comes in
separate. Yeah, like, forms. I feel like all of that, like, no one has talked about it till like,
relatively recently,
and so they don't even know this stuff, and, like, I had a really good point about, like,
Instagram
actually, literally yesterday, I was having a conversation about, like,
how therapy is going with my dad. And he's like, yeah, like, so I'm like, I'm in therapy and I love it. It's called like, it's called cognitive behavioral therapy. And basically I was talking about it with my dad and he was like, I really think it's just like, he doesn't think it's like a real profession to a certain extent. He was like trying to conversate with me so that he could understand why. It wasn't like, I think you're doing quack stuff. It's like, he was trying to like genuinely understand like why I'm doing this, why I want to do it as a career too. And like, he was like, yeah, I don't really, it really just seems like life coaching to me. Like, I don't see a difference. And I'm like, yeah, like that's honestly part of it. Yeah. Like, he was very fixed on like, I don't see why you can't just take a medication and fix this. And like, I feel like that's such a common thing that people think is like, oh, you just take depression medication and you're fixed. But like,
but there's so many people that are also very anti-medication for it.
Mm-hmm, that's also true. And like, I feel like there's just the whole component of like lifestyles and behaviors that need to be changed. I feel like that component of mental health is not acknowledged by like that generation. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, you need to do all, like, yeah, you can take medication, but you can still be like a messed up individual.
Yeah.
And like, not also, you can also not get your life together and also like still like be suffering from all these things, like all these like detrimental effects of like your mental health because of like the lifestyle and behavioral things that you are doing that need to be changed fundamentally. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like a very interesting lack of understanding there. Like, honestly, I didn't understand it until I went to therapy. Like, if I wrote a schedule out for myself, it would reduce my anxiety. Like, that's, it seems like a simple thing that you will learn in a, like a self-help book, but like, you know, like
it's also different from like actively doing it yourself. Like from the start, I mean, like obviously at some point you are going to be actively doing it by yourself, but then it's also like someone who is in a position of authority telling you to do it to help better yourself.
Yeah.
To help you start.
Exactly. Do you ever wonder about like, do you feel like your parents taught you that sort of stuff?
Oh, like, absolutely not. Honestly, I don't even know what I learned from my parents. Because my dad was like never around.
Mm.
And my mom would literally go to work, come back, eat with us, and then go to sleep.
Mm, so who's taking care of you?
When I was younger, my grandparents.
Okay. Do you feel like they taught you any of this stuff? Like,
I think
about like mini, like you have to do your chores, or, like do this, or like you need to.
No,
like,
I was 100% very spoiled.
Oh, gotcha.
Spoiled, not in the sense that like I was given a lot of like physical gifts and whatever, but I wasn't given a lot of like responsibilities in the house. Like, like I am capable of doing, like I'm capable of cleaning, capable of doing, like I do my own laundry.
You lived on your own for so long
in
college, like you're functional.
I am functional, it's just that, like when I see other people that can do it, I'm just like, I don't need to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's, it's like the youngest daughter privilege sort of thing, where it's like,
people will take care of you.
Well, okay, yeah, but like, yeah. I also live in like a very, not backwards, but like
sexist.
It's very sexist.
You're the girl, you have to do chores.
Oh my god, it's so exhausting.
Okay, I feel so one of the things that I do out of my own free will is cooking.
Yeah.
You're
good at it too.
Well, sometimes. Like, I just like experimenting with things.
Yeah.
And I only make things that my mom would not make. So it's never Indian food, which I kind of feel bad about because I feel like I should know how to make Indian food for when I move out.
I feel that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could just call her and she could tell me what to do, but like.
Yeah, but like, what happens if she's like away and you need to make sambar for some reason?
What do you mean away? That got dark.
I don't know. Like, what if she's busy? What if she goes on a solo backpacking trip?
My mother doing that? No way.
Hypothetically, okay? And you need to make sambar and you don't know how.
And I call my grandma.
Okay.
She'll have all the time in the world for me.
I'm 100% this way too. I always like, I feel the need, I feel you on the like, I want to know. I feel bad about not knowing because like, I just want to be self-sufficient. Are you good? Did you just choke? Spill? What happened? Oh, good. Very good.
That's okay.
That was very graceful. So at least you're not burping all over the place like I am.
Like, I think if I lived in an apartment with a partner, I would be fairly split in half with the chores and household stuff. Yeah. Honestly, if our laundry was not like in the same hamper, I probably wouldn't even bother with his laundry. Mm-hmm. I'll do my laundry and that's it.
Valid. I accept it.
But I also don't know how partners work. Like, would they put their clothes in the same laundry baskets.
I don't know. That makes me uncomfortable no matter who it is. But okay,
so maybe it's just because we don't have like solid partners.
Ew. I don't ever want to. Actually, that's a lot. Maybe I do. No.
Exactly. We don't.
So you said you were spoiled in like a chores and responsibilities sense, but like, do you feel like you ever, so I was asking like, if you think you learned like that sort of stuff, but do you also think you ever like,
where did you ever have to do chores?
Conversations about, that is a good question. Did you ever like have, oh no, you're good. Do you ever think you had like, do you ever remember having conversations about like feelings or like, oh, Minnie, you're feeling angry or like, no. How do you deal with it? Like no. All these sort of things.
It was always, I think maybe this is why I didn't cry much, like how I don't cry much. I'm in my Discord group, they're very like zodiac sign-ish. Not that they believe it to the core, but it's fun astrology. To read things. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Wait, is zodiac and astrology the same thing? Zodiac is
it's like zodiac the rabbit signs. Thing.
I am a rabbit.
Well, that's your Chinese zodiac.
Oh, Chinese zodiac. But zodiac.
Your zodiac sign is Pisces.
But that's astrology. Astrology
just means stars.
Okay. Horoscope. All part of the same vocabulary.
It's all part of, they're all the same thing. It's just different types.
Got it.
Your like normal, like sun sign is Pisces.
I'm a Pisces sun. I'm a Cancer moon Virgo rising.
I don't think I have any Pisces in mine. Chart.
That means you're not a crybaby like me.
Well, any water sign is a crybaby. I learned that.
Okay, fine. I'm not special, I guess.
No, but a lot of earth signs, or maybe it was just Virgo, I don't know, are very like headstrong, grounding, and they tend to not be too emotional. Oh, obviously, that depends on your whole chart, so it doesn't just mean like if your sun sign is Virgo, you're not gonna cry ever. Because I do know when a very emotional Virgo.
Heard.
Like, when I say emotional, I mean, like, in tune with his emotions. Because there's nothing wrong with being emotional.
Okay.
And I think that's, like, part of it. Like, sometimes I just feel like I don't know how to express what I'm feeling. But also, sometimes I just don't know if I'm feeling. My dad was in the hospital and I, like, didn't give a fuck.
I feel that. That's how I was when my mom was. What?
You cried in my arms.
Okay, after I processed.
The original.
Yeah, after part, the original first month of not feeling. Then.
You were like, what?
Then we were fine. Yeah, sure. Wait, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's like a thing that makes me really mad is that like, I feel like I wish these conversations took place in history earlier about like, you but need might have to know point. Emotion. Like, I just don't understand how an entire culture like, of Indian people, like, of course there are exceptions. Like, a lot of my friends have, like, very emotionally attuned parents, but, like,
I think it's because they decided to westernize. Like, here's what I notice. Our parents stay with the mentality that they had in India when they left India. Because in their head, like, I can't, not completely, but, like, for the most part, they can't adjust to America to a certain extent because they're like, then I'll lose my roots in India.
Oh.
But my family in India, they're, like, way far ahead mentally. Like, with how they think about things that my parents are, because they grew with their country.
Like, things as in, like
conversations that they had to have. Like, for example, my parents are very, like, you are not allowed to date, blah, 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 blah. My cousin in India just got married a couple years ago to his, like, girlfriend of 8 years.
Girlfriend?
Of 8 years. They dated when they started dating when he was, like, 18, 19, like, freshman in college.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Wow. Because, like, that's funny because it's totally different from the perceived image I have of India that my parents have created.
Exactly.
Where it's like, if I was in India, I'd be arranged to be married by now, you know? Mm-hmm. But then, like, suddenly there's this whole, like, cool metropolitan vibe that, like, India has grown in the past 20 years, I guess. But after
it's a long time.
It is a long ass time.
And they've been here for longer than 20 years, because they were here for school, not for, like, after marriage. They've been here for, like, 30, 40 years.
That is true.
They've been in America for most of their life.
Mm. My dad was, yeah, my mom was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she came here when she got married, so, like, the 90s.
Oh, but she's not 60 yet.
Yeah, she is. What?
Your mom's younger than mine.
She's 50 something, what do you mean?
Yeah, in the 90s, that's 30 years ago.
Oh my god, why do I still think the year is, like, 2010? I think time just stopped working for me after a certain point. I still think I'm 21, like, I don't have, like, time perception.
She's only 22.
Okay, that's not a big deal. I don't do time very well, do I? No. It's like,
here's the thing. 21 was a big year because we were allowed to legally drink.
So then after the pandemic 21, there's no big... hit the week after I was allowed to legally drink. So I didn't really have a 21.
Yeah. Yeah, my college friend who has the same birthday as you, it's like same year and stuff. Mm-hmm. We celebrated her 21st. Mm-hmm. We went out to New York, mm-hmm. and then the pandemic hit.
That's my biggest regret is like, I was like, oh yeah, that's a busy midterm week for me. I'm going to wait till right after spring break to throw my giant 21 birthday like bash thing. And then spring break was when everyone was like, stay home, COVID. Thus forth, Star did not have her her 21st birthday bash.
We'll do it once everything like actually dies down, because I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a third wave now.
I think I'm gonna be ridiculous about my 25th. I've decided I've decided that's like the new birthday, even if
COVID is still running our lives by that time.
We're gonna have a party, like
we're gonna take it by throat.
We're all gonna be in the mask in the club with masks on. You'll have like one of those little hole, like it'll be a useless mask. It'll just be for show.
Just like a straw for a straw.
A little hole in it for like a straw hole.
We could just stick it down.
Super safe.
Stick it from like underneath the mask.
Oh. No, like I think straw hole would be fun.
Okay. Just make it a little bigger.
Simply no masks. Let's all just fuck health. We all die and
I'm gonna go get another can.
Oh, can I have one too?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get the
Did I finish mine? Oh yeah, shoot. Yeah. Actually, no, I'm good. I'll just take one of these. Thank you. Can I smell yours? I just want to smell it. Guys, it's really hard doing this podcast thing. I don't know how Mint has done, like, multiple episodes of this. Anyway, yeah, she's coming back. Bye. 15? This thing?
This thing.
Wow. Is it really just water? What's in it?
I don't think water... Does water have calories?
Oh my god, so much potassium. Oh, it's 0% daily value. So much.
4% sugar.
Interesting. What is it supposed to do for you? It's just
what is this? What is that supposed to do?
Riboflavin? I don't know.
Sorry, you're not medicine. I forgot.
Even if I were pre-medical as a student, I would not have retained this information. I love that sound. It's gonna sound so good. Smells weird. Can I smell it?
Smells like weed.
Oh, I miss that smell. Oh. I don't know what weed is, actually. Disclaimer for the general public.
Oh! Yeah. It tastes good, though. Can I try it?
Yes, please. It's pretty. Ooh, lemon lavender. Wow. That's really nice, actually. It's just seltzer?
Yeah. I expected it to taste more like like cannabis. It's a CBD drink. Seltzer.
Actually, it has, like, the after, like,
yeah,
it's mouth aroma. Actually, can I grab one of mm-hmm. them? Thank you.
There's only one of each flavor.
So oh,
there's so not okay. this flavor if you wanted
lavender.
It.
Lavender. We'll try
that
one. Raspberry lime.
Oh, okay. I think the other one was strawberry watermelon.
Strawberry watermelon. I know you said you liked watermelon. I didn't want to take that one.
Oh. I said that about
ready?
The high noons.
Oh, that was too fast. It would have been pleasing to the ear.
These are good. Wow.
Ooh, raspberry. I like this. Try this. That made me really happy. Can I have another sip of this? Thank you.
Ooh.
Right?
No, I like mine better.
I do like yours.
It tastes like the...
This tastes more hempy to me. I don't know. This just full on tastes like raspberry.
It tastes like the other raspberry flavored seltzers.
It does. I agree with that. Kalos means good.
Hmm.
Kalos and brand.
What?
Greek, maybe?
No.
I think that's Greek lettering.
Yeah. Anyway, after our drink break.
Yay.
I feel a little not sober already, even though this is not going to make you feel anything other than like relaxed.
Yeah. Which I kind of need right now. I'm like, if you can't tell, I'm like bouncing off. No, I'm just
bouncing off your broken chair.
I just miss weed. And so I want something that feels like it, even in the slightest.
I didn't have this thought until I was having this conversation with.
You have thoughts? Nice. No, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That's what I was saying. Must be nice.
Until I had this conversation with my uncle in India. And I say my uncle in India. He doesn't live in India. We just happened to both be in India at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So I was staying with my paternal grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an uncle on my paternal side, like my father's side. And they live like down the street. So he just came over and said hi.
Oh, cute.
But a lot of my family is very racist.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that I'm more commonly used to, there are anti-Black and anti-Muslim. And I, when I say that, I don't mean like they hate them. They just don't want me to marry them.
Yeah, I've heard, I've had the thing. Have you heard it? Like, yeah, you can date anyone. Just don't bring home a Black guy or a Muslim guy.
Yeah.
And I love that it has to be a guy too. Because no way would we be gay.
Oh no, I've had this conversation with my mom
where
I was like, if I was gay, what would you do? She's like, I don't know. But like, honestly, at the end of the day, I don't think she would care.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would. And I think that was her main concern. She was like, oh, what would your dad say? Oh,
interesting. Okay.
And I'm like, my dad has made fun of my brother when he was like just starting college. And he was like, why don't you have a girlfriend yet? Are you gay?
Oh, what the hell? That makes me mad.
Yeah. And then I'm like, Dad, like, ew. I didn't say this to him, but like in my head, I was like, if he was gay, why would he be feel comfortable coming out?
Yeah.
With you making jokes like that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Granted, it's already harder to come out to brown parents. I mean, it's hard to come out in general.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with that. But I think it's a little harder to come out to people of color.
Because
of
to people from cultures like that. I think Asian cultures, like Indian culture, like South Asian culture, actually, like as well. Like
South Asian, West Asian, like the Middle East.
Yeah.
Also, I know a lot of Hispanics.
I guess, yeah. I think cultures that
brown people.
Is it like collectivist? No, that's not really it. Maybe it is collectivist culture. There's a word for it, but like cultures where like you're very centered around community and family.
Yes.
Before the individual self.
Yes.
Right?
That makes sense. I like that.
You care
that.
What other people think, yeah. Right? More than,
yeah.
Like American culture is definitely not like that. Like you care more about yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like even in those cultures.
That's why
like,
we're able to freeload.
Exactly. Like it's normal to live with your parents mm-hmm. until you're like of married age, of working. Even after you're married, it's normal to live with your parents in these cultures. Like,
I'm not a fan of Priyanka Chopra, but I remember her talking on an interview,
mm-hmm.
like, in America about how her mom was living with her. And, like, the interviewer was like, is that not weird? And she's like, in Indian culture, that's not weird.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's normal. Yeah. We want to be with our family. Like, do you not like your parents?
Yeah. I'm also wondering, like, now that you said, like, once you were English, dude, I was thinking about how you were talking about what your dad said about, like, oh, like, you don't have a girlfriend, are you gay? And that's like, I was thinking about how I've heard that in like early 90s, 2000s TV comedy things. And so, you know what I mean? Like, that's the narrative you hear there. And I'm wondering, like,
you're just because, like,
my parents, So, like, my parents also, like, I've heard similar things like that from my parents and other parents in our like family friend group as well. And like, I'm wondering if part of it has to do with them like trying to assimilate to like American culture in that period. Also, your curls look really good right now.
Oh, thank you.
Mint has this one curl in her hair where it's like perfect ringlet. Look at this one. Look, it's cute.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
They never look like this.
Yeah, I wonder if part of them acquiring that was like trying to assimilate to like American culture and comedy and just humor, and like I feel like that might have played a part in it, which also makes me angry.
I think there's also a part where like American and Western media have always also been part of India's media.
Yeah.
So I think again with what I said, how their mentality stuck with how they left India. So it might have just been like what they learned in India about America.
Interesting.
And decided to not grow with it.
Makes me mad, man.
I will say that my relatives, like the relatives I'm personally like emotionally close to,
mm-hmm.
who happen to be doctors, they're probably the most like woke people that I know because they interact with so many different kinds of people.
Yeah.
When I say woke, I mean like they're more open and accepting rather than woke.
Yeah, that's the thing that like confuses me though, is that so in general, I guess this audience doesn't know my parents, but like I wouldn't say they're like the classic trope of parents where they're just completely backwards and racist and this and like, you know, like all of these things we're talking about them are just one facet of how they are, I think. And like I'm also, I guess, not mentioning that, like, yeah, to a certain extent, they are pretty woke. Like, they actually, like, have called out, like, abusive, like, family members and, like, you know, like said, like, you know, have, like, from our family, I remember there was, like, this one situation where they, like, got the woman out of a really, like, bad marriage, even. Like, they were, like, she is not being treated well. We need to, like, help her. Like, you know, like they have done things that show me that, like,
really.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so sorry. They look so thick.
Oh, thank you. I brushed them? No, I didn't. I woke up and put on.
Do you not, like, have a serum or something?
No. I'll just born like that. I'm just a little hairy everywhere, so side effect. Thanks. You have nice eyelashes too. Come on.
I have a beard.
I also have I think.
Brown woman.
Brown women, the curse.
Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Continue.
But yeah, I was. So they are woke to a certain extent about like social issues, and even I know. So, fun story. They found out that I smoked weed freshman year, like the summer after freshman year. And even after that, I genuinely thought I would be kicked out of the house because I was like, my parents are like backwards Indian parents that like think drugs are bad. But like my dad sat me down and he was like trying to figure out why I was doing what I was doing, what weed was. Is it like alcohol? He like asked me all these questions that made me realize that like, damn, like he's trying to learn. Yeah. And like they're willing to do this stuff to a certain extent. And so it's interesting. I think that should be mentioned even because like they're not two-dimensional characters, you know, like they're also people like us who are like trying to grow. And I think I do see some of that growth, but we clash enough because we are people who are like on the forefront of like, okay, we need to be woke. We need to like care about social issues, like all of these things. And like, I think they're a little more skeptical of like that, like liberal mindset because they, you know,
okay. So culture. Going back to what the story I started talking about and then got sidetracked. Because it's related to this.
Yeah.
My uncle,
mm-hmm.
at the time, I was also dating a Chinese person, casually dating a Chinese person. My mom knew of him. Like she's like said hi to him a couple times on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle, he did not know about it. Like no one except my mom knew about this person. My uncle was like, yeah, just don't date a Muslim person, a Black person, or a Chinese person. And like I understand that there's a lot of like heat between China and India, especially at the time, because this is like the December before the pandemic hit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, first of all, I'm American before I'm Indian. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. As much as people might hate me for saying that, I identify more with my American identity than I do. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Obviously, I'm very proud and like about being Indian and like being Desi.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not as culturally adept with being Indian. Like I'm.
Yeah. You're more immersed in American culture. It makes sense, I guess. Like,
let me put it this way. I'm an American-born Indian. I'm not Indian, mm-hmm. and I'm not just an American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You have two identities that somewhat clash with each other in certain, like, aspects. Yes. Like, it's kind of natural that you would, like, not assimilate. You would relate to one more than the other at times. Like,
but, like, his issues with Chinese people was strictly political, and I am not in tune with Indian politics.
Yeah.
And also, the guy I was dating was American.
Exactly. Like, I actually really get confused about things like that, where it's like, oh, I have a political issue. Like, for my family, I think one uncle or something was like, he really does not like Pakistan at all. Mm. India and Pakistan, like, just tension and everything, right? Like, I don't understand why he would be like, he would say, like, yeah, like, don't marry a Pakistani person. As long as you don't marry a Pakistani person, that's fine. But, like, why, what does politics have to do with, like, okay, like, I get it.
Them basically saying that they don't want us to, like, marry a Pakistani person is basically saying that all Pakistani people are the same. Mm. And because I don't like Pakistan, the country, then I'm not going to like your partner who is Pakistani.
Mm.
Even though that's not their sole definition of like their personality and like who they are.
And it would be interesting because if you brought that same like conversation back on them, be like, oh, are all Indians the same? Like, don't date an Indian person, because they would like get the logic. They'd be like, no, that's not fair. But
they wouldn't. I mean, yeah, that's what they wouldn't pertain that logic that we refer to them with.
Exactly.
To like other things.
Yeah. The logic that makes sense, that is a fact, does not apply to them.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
And I think to their situation,
I think my family specifically main issue with dating or marrying a Muslim person is because their misconception that like all Muslim people want you to convert to Islam if you marry them or if you want to marry them.
Right.
And here's my thing. My main issue with that is if that's your reason for me not to marry a Muslim person, then it's not the Muslim person you have an issue with. It's your lack of trust in me to like not want to convert.
Yeah. 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 And also like, what happens if you do convert? Like, do they love you less because you are practicing a different religion? Yeah. Like, is that a betrayal? Like,
I mean, I personally am not that religious. Mm-hmm. I think that
they should know that as well. Yeah. Like,
I mean, they do. I think that it's institutional religion is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I think religion is valid,
mm-hmm.
and I am spiritual. I'm Hindu, but I personally also think this spiritual is just whitewashed Hinduism to an extent. I think it's just like people don't understand what Hinduism is because they try to understand Hinduism under the lens of like
Christianity
and like Judaism. What's the Abrahamic religion? Is that what they call that?
I don't know enough about religion. I guess so.
I think that's what it's called. So which is basically just like Judaism, Islam, and Christianity.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with the whole. So I don't know. I don't know if I would call organized religion a scam, but I just don't like it.
I didn't say organized religion. I said institutional.
Okay. Yeah. So I struggle with accepting or any organized religion. I just don't. I guess institutional is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. I agree. I don't really like institutions of like religion in general. Like, I don't like how imposed rules are. And I think it's very silly to enforce arbitrary aspects of religion. Like, why do I not eat meat on Tuesdays? What is so wrong about Tuesdays? And what is holy about like, what is that taking away from my...
And that too, like, different families have different days, but they don't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I understand what it does for, like, my our elders and stuff, because my grandma's very religious about things, and it keeps her grounded. Like,
yes.
She needs something to hold on to, and I think that's pretty cool for her. But, like, when
I have no issues with other people participating and like going to the temple and stuff like that, and like there's certain temples in India where they have like specific practices that they do where they believe that certain things will happen if you do this, like there's one temple where like you circle it like 10 or 7 times or 10 times or something like that, you make a wish, and if it comes true you have to go back and circle it round it like 100 times. I think stuff like that is so scammy.
I agree. It's like I think that, again, I agree with you. I think it's fine when other people do it. I just have a really big issue when anybody tries to impose it upon another person, which is why I'm, like, very, I think, maybe excessively biased against, like, Christianity.
I think that's just how it's portrayed in America, like, how it is in America.
Yes, the very aggressive, like, I think the picture I have of it in my mind is the way that I experienced it at college was like the people coming up to you outside the library being like, join. Did I actually tell you about the accidental Bible study thing?
Huh?
Yeah. So I like freshman year, I met this girl in the dining hall, and she was like, she came up to me and she was like, yeah, I'm 28. Like, I'm just eating here. Cause like, I, you know, like wanted a cheap place to eat. And like the dining hall was cheap to like, you pay like $13 and you get like all you can eat. And like she came up to me, she was like, yeah, I'm hosting a dinner party at my house. And she was like, a bunch of other freshman girls are coming, and like I made like a bunch of friends just like sitting at the dining hall, like, would you want to come along? And I was like, this is creepy, but I have no friends, so I should go. And like her house was like 2 minutes from
target audience.
She did. And like, so what I didn't know was that this was a Bible study group, and I didn't figure it out. So I went to that first dinner, and I had a great time. And like all we did in terms of religion was like we like said a prayer right before dinner, and I think afterwards she was like, yeah, some of you girls can stay around and chat if you want, but I had to go, so I left. And after that they had Bible study, so I didn't know. And so that happened maybe 3 or 4 times where I kept going to these dinners, and I was just having like the time of my life, but I always had to go before they had Bible study, so no one ever told me it was a Bible study group. And she never used those words. And then like they invited me to their Thanksgiving party.
Oh,
and basically it was at the Jewish Community Center, because it was like this giant like really nice venue. And like they like the first thing they had us do when we went there was like join the band up on stage and start singing like, what are those songs called,
like
the church songs, yeah, like hymns, but they were like modernized into like pop songs and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is this, like what the heck, sorry language, what am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, what the fuck, like this was not cool. But like, so I stayed because they had nice food, and it was really bomb.
I mean, you were already there.
I was already there. And yeah, so I like,
and again, there's nothing wrong with being Christian, it's just
no,
the fact that they were low-key pushing that, or they weren't actively like saying they were pushing it onto you, but the fact that they were,
why'd you have to scam me into this? I was like, I don't know,
like just, to be honest, like yes, there are Indian Christians, but they're not the majority. Like if you see an Indian person or a brown person, like you're most likely gonna assume they're either Hindu, Sikh, maybe Buddhist or Muslim.
I agree. I think again, also nothing against Christianity. I think it's a great religion. I'm sure it's just why
practice in certain ways. Any religion practice in certain ways.
Any religion is valid. Practice in certain ways. Practice in ways that like, you know,
aren't
healing
harmful
to the soul.
Yeah.
Like, it's just why they have to do that. Now I'm very scared of just
organized Christianity related events and things. Like,
yeah.
I think that made me have a severe bias against it where I'm like, are you trying to scam me? You know, but like, yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about?
I still didn't finish my uncle's story.
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. So basically this conversation led to like how my grandpa even was like, oh, I don't hate Muslim people. Like you see our driver, he's Muslim. Like I treat him well. Like I gave him food. I'm like, being racist doesn't necessarily have to entail hating them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize that. Yeah. Like you don't have to actively hate on a group to be racist. It's just being discriminatory against them. And just saying that you don't want me to marry someone specifically who is Muslim. Mm-hmm. Like if they had said they want me to marry someone who's Indian or Hindu, I would not do that. But like that is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
That statement is understandable
because
they don't want to have the conversation of the culture and stuff. But like if they're saying you can date anyone except this specific group, that's racist.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to the label thing of like they don't want to label things as racism.
Here's the thing though. I think especially in India, like they're the majority there.
Yes.
They didn't face racism the way that we did.
Yeah.
They don't realize that whatever they feel about Muslims is how people here feel about us, because a lot of people here can't tell the difference.
I do think they did experience a greater extent of, my parents at least did experience a greater
when
extent
here.
Of racism than I did, yeah.
Well, I guess like, it's because the community moving. That we like grew up in, but I'm talking about like people that didn't leave India.
Oh, you're talking about, okay. Full on, like.
And, like, even my grandparents, like, their experience with America is literally just, like, around us. Like, they didn't venture off too much.
Yeah.
And, like, we live in a neighborhood that is very populated with Asian people.
Yeah.
Not just Indians.
I'm really curious to, like, see what the dynamic is like in India in terms of, like, I know, like, caste is a big thing and, like.
If they're trying to break that. Like, it's technically illegal to use the caste system to discriminate.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's the same thing. Like, people still ask or, like, they don't want you to marry out of the caste system.
Yeah.
Like, out of your caste. Like, there was no issues with my cousin because, like, they have been dating for 8 years. And, like, his dad knew and both of her parents knew. It's, like, what were they, like. But, yeah, I think just, like, their experience with what racism is very different than what we experience. And, like, yeah, we have the privilege of being in America, but it comes at a cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think it's not even just that we ourselves experience racism. We see racism like
everywhere.
Yeah. We see like our friends like experience different kinds of racism than we do. We see like, yeah, you know, we see different levels of privilege because it's such a diverse place. Like there is a diversity of experiences going on. So like being exposed to that, I guess, does like foster better conversation or more like well-rounded conversation.
But then like in India, in the current society of India at least, because obviously India has been like changing a lot in the recent history, like when my grandparents were born, India was still not a country.
True. That's such a weird thing to think about.
Yeah.
Do you know about anything about like, because you have like young-ish cousins in India, do you know what it's,
they're all older than me.
Yeah, but like like millennial age maybe, I guess.
Yeah,
right. What is the mindset about like caste stuff there and like all those kinds of things? Is it like, do you know if it's changing like significantly?
I think my dad's side of the family is more like conservative, and I think my mom's side is more relaxed and
like progressive.
Like you've met my mom's side of the family, like you know how they are.
Yeah.
Like my grandpa is probably the one person in my whole entire family that actually tries to sit down and listen to my side of the story of things and like see my perspective, because he knows that his experience, even though he's much older, is not it. That's not like how the world works.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the issues with our generational differences, because they're like, oftentimes they're like, I'm older, I have more experiences with the world and I know better.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that our experiences and their experiences are
again
different.
That's like a collectivist culture thing of like respect your elders, but like to what extent? Of course like elders deserve respect, like sure you've lived and like you're, but I don't know, but you also have to earn respect to a certain extent. It's not, I don't think,
yeah, I think I mentioned this, I mentioned this to, haven't named her yet, so I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay.
But we mentioned this last time you came over for drinks, and this goes with respect and also love, especially we're talking about parents. A parent's love, also what your brother was saying, a parent's love for their children has to be unconditional. you brought mm-hmm. them into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But a child's love for a parent is very conditional. Mm-hmm. And you can say that you feel unconditional love for your parent, but you have to understand that not every kid has the same experience with their parents that you did.
Yeah.
And if you realize that, then you realize that love for your parents is conditional, because if you can understand why other kids wouldn't love their parents, then you understand that just because your parents treated you well and you love them doesn't mean that other kids have to love their parents,
mm-hmm.
which is what makes it conditional.
Yeah, being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes like that, I feel like that is a skill that is very valuable. And it's kind of sad that a lot of people don't have that. And I just think, like, with the elders thing, I think you're right. We don't have to, like, unconditionally, like, respect them, even because there's a difference between respect, I think, and
fear.
Like, authority or, like, nope. You know? Yeah, maybe it authority. Is authority. Yeah, like, yeah. They don't have absolute authority over you just because they've lived longer. Or, like they, yeah. they don't know better than you just because, you know? Like,
and even if they do know better than you, it's also, especially because we are, like, 22, 23. 21, 22. You're 22.
Am I? Oh, yeah.
But, like, we're old enough where, like, we should be able to learn from our own mistakes anyway. And, like, you can't control our lives just because you think you have the right to because you're older.
Exactly. And how do they know that what is objectively better even mean, right? Like, what is...
Yeah, what you want for me is probably not... It might exactly. not be what I want for myself.
They might know better in context of how they're living and how they want and us how, to be. How, like, yeah. Our needs
and how they thrive
can and are be like completely different, you know, like
as fully generational things. Like
absolutely.
Like if we were in a place, if we were in the same place as them, we probably would be going through the same shit that they did.
Yeah.
But we're in this place now because they face the struggles that they did. And the point is that we don't have to face the same struggles. And I think some of them want us to face the same struggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always wonder hypothetically, because I have no intention of having kids are getting married.
Same.
At this point in my life. I think, okay.
I always say this, I want a wedding, but I don't want a marriage.
I agree with that. A wedding would be such a fun party.
Can we have a platonic wedding?
So, I don't think my parents would like that at all. No, they would not love that at all, no. We need to have one of those double weddings where we both have fake grooms. Let's just find two guys we, like, can tolerate.
No, let's have separate weddings.
What?
More weddings, the better.
Oh, you're right. Okay. No, I like that. That's a good plan. Because I want a week long wedding.
Two bachelor trips.
Exactly.
Bachelorette trips. I don't know if I said that.
Exactly. That's a good point. What was I trying to say? Frick. I had to point in it.
You don't know if you want to get married.
Oh yeah, I always I have this funny thought sometimes, like what would happen if I told my grandparents that I never want to have kids or get married, because my umama, my grandma, she, my mom's mom. I was a bit, yeah, sorry.
You have to keep breaking it down.
Yeah. She will just make, she lives with us currently, right? Mm-hmm. So she will just make comments offhandedly about, like, oh yeah, Radhika, like, we're going to be serving this dish at your wedding that I made for lunch today. Like, you know, get ready. You got to learn how to make it after you're married for,
why,
like,
would they be
when your parents come over.
Now, like, cater.
No, yeah, so, like, you know, like, they would cater it, but, like, I think that's what she meant.
Oh, okay.
Like, we'll be having this at your wedding. But, like, she'll make, like, little comments like that. She'll be like, oh, you have to learn this for, like, when you're married. And I'm like, what would happen to you right now, like, physically, like, medically, would you have a condition if I told you I never want? I think it would do something to her. I think
she
would probably have a heart attack. I don't know.
Are you the oldest daughter or granddaughter?
No, there's one older than me.
Are they married yet?
She is not.
Is that the New Zealand one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
No, because I'm like, you don't have to actually say anything, mm-hmm. like, physically until she's married.
Until, exactly. I think,
and
exactly.
I would, like, my brother, too,
mm-hmm.
because he's 4 years older than you, but your brother's only a year older than you. So yeah, they would definitely true. Want you to get married first.
Would they?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know how that works.
Because in their heads, a girl has to get married at a younger age because they're supposed to be an age gap.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I think I understand that from my grandparents. It's nice because me and my brother are the youngest of those cousins. So
you don't have to wait.
None of the older cousins are married yet. And the oldest one is like 30.
Less.
So, like, we got a long way to go.
I have one cousin left.
Just one? Oh no, the marriage train's coming.
It's my brother and then my cousin, and he's only a year older than me.
Yikes.
Oh no.
I hope he doesn't get married soon. Oh man, that's a lot to think about.
No, I don't wanna. My oldest first cousin, her daughter is about to have her sweet 16 this summer in Chicago. I'm supposed to go.
Chicago. I love Chicago.
Supposed to go.
You should go.
I want to have deep dish pizza.
I tried it there and I was promptly sick not an hour later. It's a lot. It was good. It was pretty. I think you should try it.
Yeah, no, just try it. It's just because I've never had like actual deep dish pizza.
Yeah, no. I think it was great. It was just like my body could not handle that much oil and cheese at once. And so I just like.
You know what? That's fair. My body can't handle that much cheese either. Yeah. I have to go pee.
Nice.
You can keep talking.
Should I just talk to them about my struggles, my life, who I am? Thanks. Oh, I don't even know what to talk about.
That's fine. You can also just mute it.
I think I might do that. I'm a little nervous in eight. Okay, wait, guys. I need to talk about this with you because I think everyone needs to know. So BTS today, they just released a new set of concept photos where, okay, so they've been releasing these daily and they will not let me breathe, okay? But they released ones today where they're, it's a car wash concept and they're like in denim jumpsuits and like overalls and I don't know what to do. Okay. anyway, you should go check those out on Twitter. Maybe back now. No, I didn't. I don't really know what you're talking about. Wait, sorry. Also, my cousin just texted me, everyone, asking me to pick her up tonight. She flew here from Arizona, did not come to any of our houses, went straight to her friends at Rutgers. Am I allowed to talk about it? Friends at the local university.
They know the school I go to.
Okay, went straight to her friends at Rutgers, and she was like, would anybody be able to pick me up tonight? I know it's kind of last
like
minute.
Like in a group chat?
No, she just texted me. I just think it's so funny. Yeah.
You know what's funny? You literally have to drive like past here to go to Rutgers.
I know.
From the airport.
She literally, I was like, I offered to pick her up from the airport too. And I was like, yeah, like I can bring you coffee. She was like, no, it's okay. We're taking a train, doing it the college student way. But suddenly she's asking me for a ride.
There's no train that comes here.
Yeah. And also like, she didn't really tell us she was going to stay with us either. So...
There's
yeah, I don't know what's up.
Communication. This is
there's just
side.
Simply a lack of communication. Yeah, paternal side. But she's chill. She's cool.
You're gonna go pick
she's
her up.
She's also really hot. It makes me really upset. I might ask to do it.
Okay. I was like, know. I'm ready for a drive.
Actually, let me ask.
You could have just said my cousin.
Oh, I did say I could have. Got she, a lot of
she
cousins.
Keeps, she keeps covering her mouth as if you guys can see us, and then like whispers a name.
I don't know how this works. I feel like a secret agent. I have to like say everything in code. Cool.
Do you have an LIT? Because I don't.
An LIT. I wanted to ask what the like vibe of that is. What were like your past ones?
It was just like random things. Like one of them was like about Jaden Smith opening a restaurant for homeless people.
Oh, I love him, by the way. He came into my mind earlier in our conversation. I just think he's so cool. I love that he does stuff to like stay woke. I went to his concert one time and I loved what he did. So like, you know, when you're waiting for the artist to come out, what they'll do is like, they'll play like overhead things or like just like music or messages and stuff. And he played some like thing he recorded and it was like a PSA about like the environment or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you gotta like work on like sustainability, something, something, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. It was just so cool. I was like, who uses their platform to do this? Like, I love him. He's cool.
So, speaking of the Smith family, have you seen what Willow's done? They're apparently non-binary, so we're going to use they, them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Some TikToker told me that.
What have they done?
They released a budget. Like a
the album.
Yeah.
With Genevieve Harris something. Yeah.
You seen what they have done after?
The rock thing?
No.
What?
To the song, they cosplayed as Krishna.
Oh.
Fully blue.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Krishna. Honestly, I'm not that in tune with my Hindu deities.
Yeah.
It was one of the blue
it's
ones.
It's Krishna or Rama then. Yeah. Usually those are the two.
Yeah.
Was it like a flute, peacock feather?
It was, stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Krishna.
Like fully.
Wait, why? I don't know. Okay, so when I first saw that album, I was like, wow, like, I'm very skeptical. I don't like this. But I was like, okay, Willow, cool person. Like, I like
benefit of the doubt
what their family does on, like, I love Red Table Talks, dude. I think those are so cool. Like, the conversations they have with, like, Jada and, like, grandma and stuff. I think that's so cool. But, like, when I saw that, I was like, is this another example of, like, you know, whitewashed Hinduism again? And then I was like, I don't know. And so I haven't listened to it.
You were like, they're not white, so it's, like, not whitewashed.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also, like, I'm pretty sure the person that they had help with, like, pronunciation and stuff was white.
Yeah, at the very least, the other person on the album was, like, I think one of the Hare Rama, Hare Krishna white people that, like, I don't know. I just don't trust that organization.
Like, the very least, if you were going to do something like this, because, like, Indian people will appreciate it if you do something accurately, because that's appreciation.
Exactly.
That's not appropriation. This is full on, like, why?
Yeah. Especially because it is a Smith family member who has a giant platform, who has also had very
woke... Who's known for being, like, a good person and doing good things.
And having very woke and, like, difficult conversations with, like, their family. Like, what? I wonder if anybody's even calling them out for it, because I think
it's just the South Asian and specifically, like, the Hindu community.
Yeah, I even went on their social media when they released that album, I think, and I would scroll through the comments and I really didn't find too much backlash. It was mostly like, wow, this is so amazing, glad you're finding your spirituality, like, you know. Like, it's just, and then I feel like, so that phase happened of their music career, and then they went and, like, did the whole rock thing. Now I think that's, like, what they're in, right? Like, they, like, the whole Transparent Soul, like, song they released or something. And, like, is the culture just, like, a, you know, that is a literal, like, that is what appropriation is. You're putting on the culture for your, like, personal, like, monetary benefit, too. Like, is that all it was to them? Like, is it, like, I don't know. And I'm sure, like, maybe they practice in their own lives. Like, I know they practice yoga a lot. And, like, I've seen on Instagram, like, videos.
But here's
and,
the
like,
thing. I know yoga is very much influenced from Hinduism. And it's very ingrained in Hinduism. Mm-hmm. But I also know that so many people practice yoga. And it could be completely accurate ways of practicing yoga. But without practicing, like, the religious aspect
exactly,
of it.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah, so I was like, wondering if, like, I could make that excuse and be like, okay, they practice yoga. Like, like, you know, they are spiritual. Like,
so white.
I was trying to make up. I was really in her. In
you were
their
really
corner.
Trying
sorry,
to give her the, like, benefit of the doubt.
I was really trying. Dumb. Sorry, I keep misgendering.
I don't know. There was also a everything confuses me. I'm trying to learn. But there is also a conversation about how, like, pronouns don't mean gender. And I'm like, I get it, but also I don't.
Yeah, I haven't had enough. I haven't deep dived into gender discourse enough to, like, feel comfortable
conversing about it.
Yeah, even using the vocab of, like, of how to converse and stuff, you know.
Well, like, here's the thing. If someone tells me to refer to them using certain terms, I will try my best to do it, but I'm really bad at breaking habits, so sometimes it's just like, I'm trying.
I'm sorry. This cousin, she on some shit. She's like, I just really suck at planning stuff. I'm like, okay.
You came across the country.
She literally did not plan until she came on this flight across the country.
Jeez.
Oh, you're fine. Don't worry. Okay, I'm glad I didn't have more than the seltzer. So I can actually text her back. Jesus.
Okay, that was an opposite of an LIT.
Both parts. I was about to say.
And then other things are just, like, small things that are happening in my life, like a new game update. My brother coming back.
Wait, yeah, some good thing. Wait, I'm sorry, I need to burp again.
You're good. You had two seltzers.
I did. One and a half.
So my friend in our Discord group, they just posted something from Whisper, like the app.
Mm-hmm.
And the Whisper said, if you have a high body count, your value goes down as a woman in the dating market. Would you spend hundreds on shoes that were worn by 50 different people at full price? No, you wouldn't. And then the comments on the bottom were like, no, but I also pay for shoes. And the object that men are comparing to women to are. And then there's like my friend's comment on it was, this is definitely an unpopular opinion. And as someone who has, okay, I don't think it's like enormously high, but it's definitely above average, my body count. I was ready to fight because I thought they meant that they agreed.
Wait, yeah. At first listen, I was worried.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Whisper. What a great app. I was trying to think of an LIT, but I don't follow current event in my life. Like I said, I'm bumming. Tomorrow, I guess, or maybe a few days. So I guess in my personal life, something I've been like using as a crutch for like my like mental health has been working out. So I've been really getting into it. And tomorrow marks day after marks like my halfway into my program of like 80 days. So you take this one. And then I'll take even less.
What? Less than this?
Less. I have to. I cannot handle my alcohol, bro. Splash. A drop. That's enough.
Your body.
It counts.
Your body, like, burns, like, a whole shot of liquor every hour.
I simply do not consume alcohol at all. It's really bad.
Cheers. Wait. Was that all?
Oh, yeah. So, tomorrow marks 50% of my way through my workout program. And I never thought I would get there. So, I'm excited.
Wait. How long was the workout program?
So, it's 80 days long. So, I'm 40. Oh, yeah. 40 days? Yeah. Crazy.
Do you think you would repeat it after you were done?
I think I would, but with a different program because I'm kind of like bored.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I want to continue. But, yeah.
I mean, I knew you were going to continue. I meant the specific program.
Oh, this one is kind of insane. I want you to do one of them with me. It's insane.
Okay,
it's fun.
I'll do one of them.
It's fun. It'll be the best, possibly worst hour of your life.
My issue, this is not the issue, but one of the issues. I don't know how to get a sports bra that actually keeps my boobs in place.
Ooh. Have you heard of the one on TikTok, the weird like strap
one? So expensive.
One? It is. I've heard it's worth the money, but also like $70 for that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's also that like I don't work out.
Mm.
So it's like, what's the point of me spending that much money on it? But then like, if I buy it, will it make me want to work out?
True. Money is a good motivator. But also just like sports bras in general, just more comfortable to me. So like, it's worth it even if you don't work out. You don't like it?
Well, my sports bras take forever to put on. I mean, there's one that you zip in the front. And that one's fine.
But like, think about if you're going to like the amusement park or something.
I wear sports bras for that.
Yeah, yeah. And you just want your boobs to sit and not, you know, like... Yeah. Sorry, I feel like I need to be visually perceived for my conversation to make sense because I just make a lot of noise.
She's shaking her boobs.
I just make a lot of noise. It doesn't always make sense.
Okay, well, we should take this. That's shot. Good. Cheers to your workout.
Thank you.
Program.
I love this concept. Any reason to take shots is a good reason. You're so cute. Oh my gosh. She loves rum. Everyone.
You know, I'm realizing this is not alcohol.
Yeah.
You could walk around drinking this.
Oh, can you walk around drink? Oh, it's CBD. That's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
Interesting.
THC is not illegal either. You're not smoking it.
We're
in Jersey. It's legalized here.
It's decriminalized and legalized and I don't know.
It's been decriminalized since like I think.
Yeah, for a while, right?
Yeah.
About a year before?
My brother says it was just January 1st, but I was pretty sure it got decriminalized before because I had a conversation with a friend about it.
Agreed. I think it was decriminalized, but January 1st was when it was like fully legalized.
No. They passed that in like March.
This year?
Yeah. Like we voted on it.
Oh.
In November.
So the vote was like.
But that doesn't make it illegal. It just means that they're going to write bills to make it.
Oh, okay. So what I thought was like, it makes it effective January 1st that it was legal. Okay. So decriminalized was January 1st.
Apparently.
Interesting. And then the vote for it was March.
Yeah.
Interesting. Either way, all I know is dispensaries are not opening up for a couple years. For a year-ish is what I heard.
Well, there was estimates for... So my friend works at a weed farm.
Oh.
And he always sends articles and things. And they said maybe by September.
Really? That fast?
Yeah, because we already have dispensaries. We just have to make it open for recreational.
Wow.
We have, like, medical dispensaries.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want one of those Apple Store style, like, you know, they put the...
Super techie.
I get, like, somebody in an apron coming up to me, like, hey, like...
Have you ever been to a dispensary before?
I have. I went to one like that in Vancouver.
Okay.
It was awesome. But it was also very much, like, white people only. And, like, there were...
Huh?
Not white people only,
there
but it was
only
like
white people.
It were only white people. it was very upscale, and like it made me feel very uncomfortable with like the whole. I recently learned about like how the war on drugs really just like
that was
like
the main issue with signing the bill in New Jersey.
Exactly, like what is it disproportionately affected Black people who have the same marijuana habits as
especially Black people.
Which yes,
it's one of those things where like if you are a minority group, it is. Viewed as bad,
yeah.
But if you're white and rich,
mm-hmm.
it's viewed as a, like a casual hobby.
Exactly, and it's just like a thing but like, oh, like the white kids will be kids, and like that's an excuse for it. And like, it's ridiculous how like disproportionately black people were arrested for
They use that as excuse
drug yeah. charges for possession, mm-hmm. where white kids are like let off because, oh, they're having a nice, you know, like a
they're just
like
fun.
It's just a night in the suburbs, like they're having fun, it's like they won't do it again. Like
they of use course. That same excuse to let men off with rape.
They really do. Oh, makes me so angry. Well, sorry, I burped again.
Well, thank you for joining me, and I'll chat with you next week. Bye, Star.
Bye.